This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And so to her, it's very important that a dog be show quality, and she's going to show the dog and all that sort of thing. But
okay, so you do intend to show one of these dogs? I mean, that sounds like a sizable investment of time and energy.
Sure. I mean, it's a hobby, and you got to like it to do it. I would not show the dog, and I made that very clear to the breeder that, you know, should I end up with this dog somehow, and I believe that that might not be, you know, the least likely circumstance, my mom's 79, that I'm not showing it at all. But the puppy that she had, she got, I'm tempted to use her language because she talks about it, so she calls it the bitch. Because it is a female dog.
Okay, yes, it is.
And that's how they talk.
Bitch. Yes.
They, you know, people in the show world literally say when they talk about a female dog, they call it a bitch. And it is. So the bitch had a brother, and he was kind of a pet quality dog. And I felt bad for him, so I bought him so they wouldn't be lonely. His mom had abandoned the whelping box. The dad never had liked the puppies, so he was going to be there by himself once the sister was gone, and so I didn't want that to happen. So they're together and causing twice as much trouble.
Awesome. That's exactly how I ended up with two cats as well. I was looking for one cat, and I ended up finding some. They were brother and sister, and I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to take the calico here. I don't want the black cat. And she's like, no, you have to take them both. I was like, you know what? You're right. I don't want to leave one here abandoned without a sibling, so I'll take them both.
Yep.
And one of the best decisions that I've ever made, really.
Right. It's going to be such a traumatic. I mean, I'm not saying long-term traumatic for a puppy, because they'll forget about it after at some point or another. But that in that day, that week following, it's going to be traumatic, especially for the one that's left and isn't getting the attention. So,
I mean, because that's the one, you know, that their sibling has been with them through their entire lives. That's who they know. That's who they trust.
Right.
And then suddenly their sibling is gone, and they're still there in the kennel or whatever, wondering if they're ever going to be loved.
Indeed.
Sad. I wish more people had that perspective. And, you know, I have to admit, as I said, it wasn't my initial intention to adopt two cats, or to steal two cats, rather. These were rescues, and I was just going to rescue one of them and provide the other one, give the other one to a friend. But the person I was rescuing these cats from insisted that I rescue both of them and keep them together, and that was a good call on her part. And that woke me up to this idea that, you know, it would have been wrong for me to separate these two creatures, especially, I would never do it today, because I've seen how bonded they are, but it's a real thing.
So these puppies are French bulldogs, which are basically bred into incompetence as a dog, right? Like, they're not good sniffers, they're not good runners, they can't find birds, they can't do anything. They're what you call in the dog world a companion dog, because they're good at hanging out with you and liking you, right?
Okay. Most dogs are pretty good at that.
Yeah, well, not all dogs are, mind you. I mean, some dogs are just too active to really, you know. But whatever, they're a good companion dog. The funny thing we say is that in fact we bought a companion dog for the companion dog, because we
That's
bought the
true.
Dog to keep the other dog company.
Well, welcome back. Apparently you missed it. There's a new system of robot drug dealers on Telegram that allow people to buy illegal products for Bitcoin, and presumably probably...
Oh, I did miss this. I missed this completely. I've never heard this at all. Go ahead.
Coming to us from news.bitcoin.com, while many darknet markets have fallen to the wayside, including Silk Road, a slew of new types of methods when it comes to selling illegal drugs online has risen. For instance, the world's largest DNM in Russia. I assume that stands for Darknet Market.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, the funny thing is that the United States federal government made a big deal about taking down Ross Ulbricht, calling him, you know, the Dread Pirate Roberts, at least at one point or another. And, you know, suggesting that they gave him two life sentences to send a message to the world that we will not have dark net drug markets. And before the trial even begins, there are a half a dozen dark net markets up and operating, doing what the Silk Road had done. And now there's probably dozens of them out there, and they've gotten better.
Oh, they're probably hundreds by now.
I don't know the feds have really ever taken another one down, and if they have, they certainly didn't take them down the way that they took down Silk Road. So this, you know, these two life sentences they gave this guy obviously did nothing. And
well, except
really
ruin
pointless.
His life.
Well, that.
And they should recognize that and undo those life sentences, for sure.
FreeRoss.org.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right. It's just like when the Pirate Bay was taken down briefly. They were successfully taken down by the U.S. authorities for about a three-month period.
The Pirate Bay is not drugs. It is basically music and movies.
It is copyrighted material, yeah. Generally. I mean, there is some stuff on there that isn't copyrighted and that people are just using to, you know, foul share their stuff. And that, yeah. That's great. But when the Pirate Bay went down, it didn't end torrenting.
No.
It just created a whole lot more torrent sites.
Well, remember Napster, eDonkey.
Napster's an even better example, yeah.
Right, all these websites that existed before that were doing peer-to-peer sharing of people's music. And it's kind of an interesting question is, obviously it was always illegal for me to take my, my Tones on Tales CD and burn another CD or make a cassette copy of it.
Was that always illegal?
Yes.
I mean, not in all capacities, because you do have the right to, like, record a song that you're listening to off of the radio.
I don't think you have the right to record a song you're listening to off the radio necessarily, but they certainly had equipment to do it.
But you clearly have the right, because DVRs are a thing now.
Okay.
And you can record live television and stuff like that as it comes in to consume later.
Okay. Maybe you can use it for your own personal, but not... I don't know. I don't know what the distribution is. I don't know.
Sure.
But
I'm not an IP expert, certainly.
It's an interesting question. This is because certainly when I was a kid in high school, we were making tapes and we were sharing them with each other. We make mixtapes and share them with each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a hobby and it was a lot of fun to do. And... So you can't digitally share across miles with your friend, and you can't digitally share across miles with a stranger. So really, what's the difference?
What is the difference between recording a song onto a cassette tape as it plays on the radio and mailing that to a friend versus sending them an MP3 of what I recorded off the radio? To me, there's no difference, because copying isn't stealing.
I don't remember, but I had an EP from the Dead Kennedys that the one side of the tape was blank, and it said on it, the bootleg recording of music is killing the music industry. We've left this side blank for your recording pleasure, or something to that effect. Basically saying, record away.
That is awesome. I thought it was going a different direction.
No.
Okay, good. I'm with the Dead Kennedys on that then. Because the music industry is still here and it's still doing just fine. It may actually die because of COVID-19 and the shutdowns, but I mean, all they had to do was remodel their entire thing to where it wasn't about album sales or anything like that. It was all about, you know, live performances and selling merchandise. That's all they had to do. They didn't want to do it. But that's all they really had to do. But now they can't do live performances either. They can't sell albums now because streaming is still a thing and piracy is still a thing. So the entertainment industry is not in a good spot.
Right. I mean, and it's funny. People still want to be told what the big song is. People don't want to go out and, for whatever reason, you know, go on some of these websites that'll let you find new music that fits what you're liking or whatever. They want to be told, this is the hit. Listen to this.
Really? And I'm not sure that's true. Because
not everybody, but there's still enough people out there that want that. And it's
Spotify
strange.
Is extremely popular, and it knows my musical taste very well. I mean, it creates daily mixes for me.
But it's not giving you these marginal artists that are, you know, from San Diego or something like that. It's giving you the people that had a hit, right?
I guess. I don't know that I would consider, like, In This Moment to be a major band. In other words,
I wouldn't be able to tell
mind.
You.
I wouldn't either. I mean, they played at the Palladium in Worcester, so they can't be huge. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of U.S. dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. U.S. Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the U.S. dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we're talking about this article from Bitcoin.com. That's actually news.bitcoin.com, because there's a lot to find at Bitcoin.com, including an exchange that you can, or a peer-to-peer exchange that you can find at local.bitcoin.com. They do also have an actual exchange where you can buy Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin directly from them. If you're not a U.S. citizen or if you know how to use a VPN, you can find that at exchange.bitcoin.com. But most importantly, if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, check out bitcoin.com. They have everything you need to know. Or if you just want to keep up to date on the news in the crypto world, news.bitcoin.com is a place to go to. That's where we're using tonight to talk about this darknet sort of bot on Telegram, which is a chat application for those who are unfamiliar with it, that people can actually message to buy illicit things, most notably drugs.
Right. So this is, to point it out, I've been on the dark web one time. Over the course of 1 week, I'd say.
Well, we're on national radio, so I have to say I have never utilized the dark web
there's
in any capacity
illegal.
Whatsoever.
There's nothing illegal about going on the dark web.
I still have not used the dark net in any capacity whatsoever.
So I went to, as a reporter, to talk to Dread Pirate Roberts and find out, see if I could put together an interview, ask some questions, these kind of things. And, I spoke with Dread, or typed messages back and forth with the Dread Pirate Roberts or whomever was sitting in for him and handling his messages. I don't know. And I went and looked around the Silk Road. What do they have here? In some cases, they had, handmade bags and just a variety of things that are available. And they had drugs, And I just wanted to
say, for reliable drugs, using a market system where, the vendors actually were rated and checked and were not scammers.
More safe, more reliable drugs, right? So if you go to buy drugs from some guy on the street corner, and you don't know what you're getting. Maybe you're getting something benign. Maybe you're getting something poisonous. Maybe you're getting the drug you're looking for. Who knows what you're getting? But with these drugs, people are getting raided. They may claim that the drugs have been tested. They can claim all kinds of things. And if you're dealing with a seller who has a great rating, just like on eBay, the chances are that you're going to get what you're looking for. And so there's two advantages to these dark market drug purveyors. People who do drugs, and best I can tell, we haven't managed to stop that from happening. So people who do drugs.
Clearly. Despite the drug war.
Get the drugs that they're looking for, which is good, right? Like, if you're looking for crank, is that the name of it? That's the name, crank, yes. If you're looking for crank and you get rat poison, you're going to kill yourself. And
sure.
That's not good for anybody. So, that's a good thing.
Well, it's good for the government in that they can use it as an example of why people shouldn't be buying crank. Look what happened.
Right.
I mean, that's part of why they poisoned, alcohol during the Prohibition era.
They poisoned marijuana. They poisoned a variety of things. The federal government, these government agents, they just lose their minds,
Someone's not obeying. We have to do something.
We have to do something to stop this.
We have to deter them from making these choices that we don't approve of.
And law enforcement against Prohibition has shown, over and over again, this is just stupid. You're not going to stop the war on drugs. In fact, I'll go right now and I'll congratulate drugs on winning the war on drugs.
Oh, they won unequivocally. It was
right.
No contest.
Right. But, well, there's other winners. There's bureaucrats and police officers and sheriffs all over America and law enforcement agents of all stripes that are basically hired to hunt down people doing drugs and people selling drugs and these kinds of things. And
I'm hoping that part of my message gets out more than any other in this sheriff campaign, because I think that if more people understood that all the police are really doing is they're enforcing the drug war. If they actually stopped that, I think most Americans would realize very quickly that we have 10 to 15 to 20 times the number of police officers in the United States that we actually need. These people need the drug war in order to justify their jobs, because otherwise they're just sitting around in the office all day waiting on a crime with a victim to actually come in, and those are extremely rare compared to someone smoking pot.
And you can't talk about racism in America modern racism in America without discussing the drug war. Like, you cannot divorce those two things from one from the other.
Because police are predators. They target what they perceive to be the weakest person in a given area, and that's always going to be the LGBT communities or the black communities or the Hispanic communities, because they don't have the support infrastructure that, you know, straight cis white people do.
Right. Dave Chappelle did a bit where he was, you know, hanging out with his white friend. This is imaginary. This is a bit, right?
Right. He's
hanging
out with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, his white friend, and they're lost in New York City, and the white friend goes up to a cop and says, "Hey, I'm stoned. Can you help me get from one place to another?" Or something like that. And the cop's like, hey, sure. You can just go down here, and there. Right. And, you know, just sort of illustrating that a black person would never stoned go to a cop. Is this what he's suggesting? I don't know. I've never been black in New York looking to get directions. So I don't have any relationship to that.
Well, for people out there who want directions, don't ever go to the cops. Go to the pizza place that you see on this corner, because those people will know exactly how to get to everywhere in the city. And they'll know the most efficient routes for doing it.
Right. And so the other thing that, besides safer drugs, which is good for everybody who's not a cop, basically.
Yeah, because then we don't have, you know, heroin addicts dying in their apartments because their heroin was laced up with fentanyl.
Right. Besides those drugs, it's also safer, right? So if your loved one is doing drugs, would you prefer them to go out into some dark alley someplace, you know, with somebody who could knock them over the head and take their money? And it would be very difficult for them to report it to the police, because I got news for you. Police don't care if you get robbed while you're trying to buy drugs. And...
I guess that's true. I've never given it much thought, but I guess that's true.
They just don't much care. I would suggest that you know, by and large, like, stop doing illegal things. You won't
presumably
get in trouble.
Wouldn't tell them that you were buying drugs.
It depends on the circumstances as to how you get robbed, but you're significantly safer receiving a package in the mail. I have seen somebody receive these things, and basically it's an innocuous package that comes in that's got drugs hidden in it, and there you go. And end of story. They're safe. Everybody's safe.
Another problem with the drug war is that people, like in Russia, are making this thing called crocodile. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Its existence is here in the United States. It's not nearly as prevalent, but it's basically they can't get heroin because of the drug war. So they go into a pharmacy and they buy some sort of opiate and they cook it up into something that's like heroin. But it's just like the impure street versions of crystal meth that you see, except it's worse. It causes actual necrosis on the flesh, It causes people's skin to actually rot off. It causes them to develop alligator skin. It's absolutely horrific, and it would not exist if people could just go into the store and buy heroin.
Right, and what studies have shown, and I don't know if it's true across the board, but studies have shown that basically you have the same amount of drug addicts with enforcement of drug laws and without.
Yeah.
And what that suggests is that basically all you're doing with the drug war is employing a bunch of bureaucrats and making people's lives more miserable. The worst thing about the drug war is the enforcement of the drug war, not the drugs.
Yeah, because people end up in jail, they end up in prison, they end up dead on the streets, killed by cops in all too many cases. This is Free Talk Live.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bain Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The third day of the Supreme Court nomination hearing of Judge Amy Coney Barrett has wrapped up, with Barrett being asked by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst if she had any advice for young women.
Be confident, to see what she wants, to have a plan when thing I've often told my own daughters is, you know, that you shouldn't let life just happen to you or sweep you along. You should identify what your objectives are and identify the kind of person that you want to be and then make deliberate decisions to make that happen.
Representative Bill Huizenga is in self-quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. The Michigan Republican tweeted that he tested positive ahead of a planned appearance with Vice President Mike Pence and went into self-isolation. Huizenga says he's waiting on the results of a second test to confirm his diagnosis. If confirmed, he would be the 16th member of the House to test positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are continuing to negotiate over an economic stimulus package. After speaking for more than an hour on Wednesday morning, there are plans for more talks on Thursday. Secretary Mnuchin told CNBC that he's unsure about the speaker's approach to negotiations.
The all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense. There's $130 billion of money that we have not spent that we could spend tomorrow for additional PPP money for small businesses, giving those companies a second check, which are very important. But we will continue to simultaneously try to reach a comprehensive package.
And Alabama head football coach Nick Saban and athletic director Greg Byrne have both tested positive for coronavirus. Team Dr. Jimmy Robinson said in a statement that both had learned of their positive tests Wednesday morning and immediately left the team's facility to self-isolate at home. He adds that currently no players have tested positive, but they are doing contact tracing in accordance with SEC guidelines. Number 2 Alabama meets number 3 Georgia this Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria and Mark. And we're talking about this replacement for Darknet Markets. It's sort of a decentralized effort, except it isn't, because the bot is being programmed by a specific group of people and they can all be caught at any given moment. What alarms me, though, to get back briefly to this article, it talks about Hydra, which is the world's largest Darknet market.
I didn't even know that.
It leverages a complicated system of vendors who utilize drop zones.
What's that mean?
Well, it means you're... Instead of mailing it to you, the vendors hook you up with the vendor near you, and they drop off a package somewhere, I guess.
And then so, like, you know.
And you just hope you go by and pick it up before some curious person does?
This is the way intelligence organizations have worked over time, yeah.
Okay. Alarmingly, a great number of Darknet market customers have used messenger applications like Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and then it finally mentions Signal and Telegram and others to procure some drugs. Look, if you're buying drugs on Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp, you can go ahead and fit your chains on you now. Because
WhatsApp is owned by Facebook.
Yes. And both of these...
It's encrypted, though.
So Facebook says. But okay. Facebook is probably reading WhatsApp messages. I would be surprised if they weren't.
One would presume, and if they have access to it, it's not like they care anything about your information otherwise.
Yeah, those would be the worst possible communication methods, other than tweeting about it publicly.
It says end-to-end encryption.
Really?
So that's what That's what it says on WhatsApp. It's called end-to-end encryption. So it could be that they're telling the truth with it. End-to-end encryption would indicate that in order to take your information, they would be lying if they took your information. So end-to-end means one, it's encrypted at one end and unencrypted at another.
Yes.
So Facebook shouldn't have access to it, but...
Unless they built a backdoor into it.
What would be the purpose of Facebook acquiring WhatsApp? I don't know the answer to this. I'm simply asking a question.
I don't either.
What would be the purpose of Facebook acquiring WhatsApp if they can't use it to increase their advertising and promotion and continue to put together the profile that they have of you right now? Because remember, Facebook is basically... an extension of the NSA. I mean, it's a for-profit extension of the NSA because they work hand in hand with the government. And if the government needs any information on you, they can get it.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Don calling from Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. First of all, massive congratulations to you guys for your kittens and your puppies. I thought that was really awesome of you when I heard that you guys were adopting. Adopting animals like that. That just goes to show you how big of a heart that you guys have, and I believe that there's special places in the afterlife for people that show kindness to animals.
Yeah, I think that animals make life worth living, and this is something I've said over and over again in my life, is look, you can have an immaculate house, and some people really do have immaculate houses, right? They have the leather couch, and the pillows are in exactly the right place, and the floor is completely clean, there's no dog hair in this place or that place, and there's no muddy footprint here or there. And obviously, you're supposed to clean your house, but you can either have an immaculate house or you can have the love that animals bring.
And I got to tell you, it is worth it. Just this past year, my wife and I had to, we don't have kids, and we've been married for almost 20 years now, and we had to put down two of our cats this year, and this has not been a kind year to us. And that's just, and I got to tell you, it is utterly heartbreaking because of how much love they showed you. And how much love you get to show them. So,
and this is one of the worst things about COVID. Now with COVID, not only your human family members, but your pet family members too, you can no longer be with them in those final moments. That you have to go to the vet's office in many places in America.
But you still can. I mean, there was Jazzy here who was euthanized here.
We had to work very hard to get the Studio Beast euthanized by a vet that would come here and do it here.
Sure.
And it's possible for people to do it. It's just the marketplace must demand it. And right now, people go to their vet, and they treat their vet like their doctor. And they, what are we going to do? Well, it's time for, to put the animal down. Okay, how are we going to do that? We're going to take it in, and everything's going to be great, and then we'll bring you out. We'll let you order the ashes or whatever, however one disposes of the remains.
When the time comes for my cats to be put down, if a vet has the audacity to stand there and tell me I can't be there with them, I'm going to knock that vet the hell out.
Well, I think the best thing to do is start looking for a vet that can help you with this
sure.
inevitable issue that we ultimately have to do.
Well, I mean, my cats are like 5 years old, so ideally I've still got a decade to spend with them.
Yeah, unless they're obese.
Yeah.
So I've had them for a while. So my cats, they're not new. Mark's puppies are new.
Go ahead.
Right. But either way, the fact that you would open your heart to the cats and to Mark opening up puppies just says all kinds of things about your character. And this is, frankly, my first time listening to your show. So please know I have a lot of respect for you guys for doing that.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about real quick of what you were talking about, like the differences between like recording a song off the radio versus the MP3s and why it's a big deal. The big deal is back in the day when you were talking about the Dead Kennedys, you get a Dead Kennedys tape. In order for you to record it, based from what I remember of doing it, it takes maybe about an hour to listen to a full tape front and back. It takes about 20 minutes for you to real simply record it and go, here to your friend, here's a copy of the Dead Kennedys CD. And it takes a lot of time for you to do that. So you'd be lucky and say like maybe 3 hours in one night if you could get, say, 10 tapes out if you were pushing it.
Right.
Whereas now, if you got the Dead Kennedys full MP3 on a torrent site, anybody from all over the world can download it in under 5 minutes. And yep. we're not talking about like 10 people like you would. We're talking about like hundreds and hundreds and thousands, almost like literally millions of
sure.
people. Like
opportunity costs are certainly higher in creating a cassette copy.
I mean, we saw exactly this sort of thing with the invention of the printing press, though. It used to be a laborious, tedious process to copy a manuscript. Then the printing press was invented, and it became substantially easier. It didn't kill the literature industry. It only improved it. But the literature industry had to adapt to the existence of the printing press.
Right. But the literature industry in 1500 Germany is something very different than what it ultimately became. Like the idea, because you're also dealing with, like, you were dealing with people that were basically illiterate. I mean, the way that people got their Bible reading, so to speak, was they listened to the priest speak in Latin and read it in Latin to the people. And you're lucky if the people, say, in this German village not only spoke German, but they also understood what Latin was.
Well, they didn't. But, I mean, the church went out of its way to make sure that the Bible couldn't be translated into a language that the average person could read because right. it was all about control.
And we saw a bunch of changes over time. But, I mean, ultimately, what we're so on the other side, right, the intellectual property laws went after Ice-T for creating Ice Baby, right? So the baseline is very similar, if not the same, to Under Pressure by Queen.
Oh, that was Vanilla Ice, not Ice-T. It took me a really long time to figure out what you were trying to say.
I misspoke.
Ice-T is not despicable.
All right. Well, either way, you can't argue that Ice Baby isn't a great song. It's a compelling song, and it is...
I honestly don't think I've ever heard it.
Okay, well, we'll listen to it in the break.
No, we won't.
Either way, you know, there's art that is prevented from occurring without... because of these IP laws. And sure. most of them are created largely around Mickey Mouse, which is very frustrating, is that Sonny Bono and Mickey Mouse are the most important figures in IP law. And I think we need, at the very least, something better. And sure, I think people should be able to share.
When you said they were created around Mickey Mouse, what do you mean?
I'm going to explain that. Would you like to stay over, caller, and discuss this a little more?
Yeah, Don, stick with us for a few more minutes. We got more to discuss about intellectual property and, evidently, Mickey Mouse and how that plays into the entire situation. I don't deny that Disney is a popular and powerful figure in the entertainment industry, but I'm curious to hear more. 855-453 as in freedom.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And we really need a device sitting here that starts recording as soon as we go out to commercial, because I'm here with Mark and we talk about some of the most asinine things during the break. Like, that was
an we disagree on everything in life.
Pretty much,
we really
yeah.
do.
But we also agree that we should be free to disagree. So we agree on that one point.
Yes.
But we were just having a discussion about rock music and what rock music is supposed to be, and about whether or not Ba with the Ba by Kid Rock is a great song. So, God, we need to record some of these for sure.
But send my best to all my homies in Cell Block H.
But we're talking with Don from Pennsylvania here. But, Mark, before we go back to
six. Anyway.
Before we go back to Don, you were talking about Mickey Mouse as it relates to intellectual property. And I assume you meant Mickey Mouse as a symbol of the power of Disney?
No. I mean specifically the character.
Okay.
So there's basically two, when talking about intellectual property laws in America, it's very difficult to have a conversation without talking about two people. Sonny Bono, as in Sonny and Cher, who was at one point a representative or a senator or something like that from California. And he put together, I think it was 99 years plus the artist's lifetime or something like that. And you have to remember that we live in a country whose national anthem, the music behind the national anthem, is from
the hymn that people like singing to the state of
song is an English drinking song. It is stolen by the standards that we talk about today. Now, they used to do that all the time.
So they just took the lyrics and changed them?
There's a reason that the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and the ABCs go to the same song. A, B, C, D, E, F, twinkle, yeah. twinkle, right? It's the same song.
Sure.
And no one is outraged, right? But somehow, if you take the bass line from Under Pressure and put it to your new rap song, it's a capital case. And I say that, obviously this is an infringement upon art. And by the way, rap is full of sampling and these sorts of things. Let's talk about Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse will, again, in the near future, his copyright will come up again, because it keeps on coming up and the government keeps on acquiescing to Disney. and extending out Mickey Mouse's copyright.
Sure.
Because Disney is all about the intellectual property. Now, this is the same very rich, very powerful organization that had, I think it was... It was several billion-dollar movies in 2019. I mean, they are powerful. And the government just keeps on saying, okay, well, Mickey Mouse is old. And they don't want somebody to be able to use Mickey Mouse and make cartoons or comics or whatever with this intellectual property. And they're very concerned with that. And basically, I don't know what's going to happen in 50 years... When 50 years from now, when Disney is still pushing Mickey Mouse, I mean, it's just ridiculous. At some point or another, a character needs to come into public domain.
I would agree.
Paul Bunyan is.
Disney, I mean, Mickey Mouse is basically obsolete. I mean, he's got this little show that's for, like, toddlers, for people who are ages, like, 2 to 4. But after that, Mickey Mouse is non-existent. I mean, we're not talking about the 90s here where there was Goof Troop and all of these other derivatives of Mickey Mouse. We're talking right now there's only the Mickey Mouse show. I don't even remember what it's called now.
I don't remember what
but
it is either.
It's a shadow of its former self.
I know that They Might Be Giants wrote the theme song for it, and it is quite an earworm.
Yeah, it is. My nephew loved that song when he was growing up.
Yep.
So let's get back to Don, who was talking about the subject. Don, are you still with us?
I am. Thank you very much.
So, Mickey Mouse, do you think it should be public domain at this point?
Well, you know what? It's funny you should mention that, because like when I'm not doing what I'm doing, I'm actually a writer, and I'm constantly looking for public domain characters to try and reinvent. And there's also several Facebook groups that I'm a part of dedicated to public domain superheroes, comic books that were printed about the same time when Batman and Superman first appeared, but for whatever reason their copyright fell out of their copyrights fell out, and they are now public domain characters that you
right.
can now use.
There's quite a few of them out there. You know, I wouldn't even. I think The Shadow is one of them. Perhaps Dick Tracy, and a few of them out there. But
I don't think those guys are. Don't think those guys are. But like lesser known guys, like called like the Black Terror, the Black Fury, U.S. Jones.
As a writer myself, Don, I'm sorry, I have to say that I disagree with the idea entirely. Once I publish something, I'm making it public. It becomes public as soon as I publish it. That's what it means to publish something. If you don't want people to use your characters, then don't publicize your work. Don't make it available to the public. To me, art is something that it's not just something the creator experiences. It's something that the readers experience. It's something that the listeners experience.
And I would also point out that in the case of comic books, for instance, Simon and Schuster died in poverty. Jack Kirby was never happy with how he was compensated, and Stan Lee stole all the limelight from this, you know, the guy who...
The only one of those names I know is Stan Lee.
Right. Yeah. Jack Kirby.
By the way,
we are living in Jack Kirby's world. This guy was the greatest comic artist to ever exist and co-creator in many ways. I think that, in my opinion...
My apologies to the listener. Mark sometimes nerds out about superhero books and
right.
comic
so,
books and
any,
all that.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is the big company always takes the money. And the artist always gets screwed in the current system.
So did Jack Kirby invent all of these superheroes and Stan Lee stole them?
Stole may not be the right term, but he took co-creator credit.
It's the best way to look at it is look at what happened with Batman between Bob Kane, who created the concept of a guy wearing taking a bat as theme for a costume, and another individual named Bill Finger, who basically said, let's give him a darker costume with the pointed ears, and led to all the stories, and he basically fleshed out the idea to what Batman is today. When you see him in a cartoon or a movie, it's pretty much a lot of that is, for lack of a better term, the assistance of Bill Finger. And
I would argue that it's tragic
poverty.
That Kane didn't, you know, get credit from the other author, from the other comic book creator in this case. But if he hadn't been free to take the concept of Batman and turn it into this concept that was glorified and was popularized, we wouldn't have Batman today. Right, so to me, this was a good thing. It was screwed up of the guy who co-opted it to not give proper credit.
Think of all the waste. I mean, there's certainly some opportunities for people to get ripped off of their ideas in different ways, and they're currently getting ripped off with their ideas, and that happens all the time. But all the waste that goes into these IP attorneys and these comic book companies that sued each other for decades over these characters, and the gigantic amount of, I mean, every 10 years or something, Marvel and DC will trot out these old-ass characters that they have just so that they can retain the copyright. The Whizzer from, who's ever heard of this, right?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
And
Squadron Supreme and everything.
Right, a whole bunch of stuff. They'll put out something. And
I
thought
that's what Ant-Man and the Wasp were.
Yeah, Ant-Man was a bit of an afterthought. He was he couldn't support a comic on his own, but when teamed with characters like Thor, Hulk, Captain America, and the rest of them, yeah, he was he made a fine team player. They quickly turned him into Goliath in the second issue of Avengers, but or Giant Man, and then Goliath after that. Whatever the case may be. The creators of these often were paid per page, and that was how they got paid. The Marvel kept all the intellectual property, or DC, and even today, intellectual property laws still don't benefit the people that make the biggest arguments for them. You'll always have a photographer or a writer or an artist or something like that call in about arguing for intellectual property laws. And, big companies are the ones that lobby the big government to create the law, and it always benefits them.
Right, exactly. It's one of the reasons why there's such a huge explosion of publishing on the internet for what it is, because it's sort of like now, like why should I jump through the hoops when these guys are going to get money? Back in the day, I was at one comic convention where a creator was talking about.
So I got to interrupt you because we're coming to a close here, but I have to ask, you spoke out initially about how mass distributing content was different from just recording a cassette for your friend,
right?
Those laws in place were created by these very same big companies that, you just agreed with Mark about. So does that affect your position on, widely distributing content?
Well, it's a weird thing because, if you're somebody that is, if you're Taylor Swift famous, yeah, you're going to have one opinion. However, if you're working three jobs and you play guitar at a bar on Friday...
I hate to cut you off.
Right, it absolutely benefits the small artists to have these distribution.
From the New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast. Only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.